15, reel 2. What happened when the armistice was declared?
Well, it was very funny, really, because we went to work in the evening. I think I was on night work at the time, and we didn't know the war was over. Of course, we all went in, the usual, and there was no work. wasn't open, you know. Where we worked, the factories wasn't open. So we all had to try and get back home again somewhere or other.
And you didn't know? You didn't know?
No. When we went in, we didn't know. Evening time. War was over. And we all went into work as usual, and no work, no nothing.
Had you seen any celebrations at all?
Well, not really. Not that sort of thing.
What happened the next day then?
Well, we knew the war was over, so we didn't go. I can't remember what happened because we must have gone and got our wages sort of thing, mustn't we? I don't remember that bit.
Had you expected that your job would end immediately the war did?
I don't remember what I'd done after that. Oh, I know what I'd done after that. I didn't want to go back into service. So I had to get a place where I lived, That's where I went in the public house line. I went and worked near Marble Arch, little pub there, because I lived in and I had somewhere to go.
What work did you do?
A barmaid.
How easy was it to find a job immediately after the war?
Well, I suppose it wasn't too bad because there was a lot of men had been killed and was a lot of decent lot of jobs about, you know. And I got this little job, very nice where I was, very select, near Marble Arch. There was only Mrs. Rose, her daughter and myself. Very little place it was, very nice, very select. And I used to work there. Mrs. Rose was very nice, used to take us out sometimes. So, well, that's the only job I could get. Well, so I had to get a job where I lived in somewhere. Otherwise, I'd have to pay lodging somewhere.
Would you have liked to have stayed on at Woolwich Arsenal if you could have done?
No, I don't think so. Too many hours and too many rushing about, you know. Get there in the morning, rushing about at night, getting soaking wet. I've been so wet I couldn't sit in the tram. Because if it rained, you had half hour's walk all the way from Plumstead Bridge. Right down to Danger Buildings. Had to walk through there.
How did the other women feel about losing their jobs immediately?
I don't know. I never bothered about anybody else. So, of course, a decent few of them was married. You know, a lot of them was married women. So,
and were there any problems in keeping your job when the men came back from the war?
Although they didn't get killed, I suppose they could get back, because men didn't do our work. We was all sewing and weighing up stuff. So that wasn't wanted anymore. When the war was over, they didn't want that sort of thing anymore. That's it.